It is time for Sarah's Week Order. Hello, Sarah.
Hello. That got shorter since the last time.
What, the beginning?
A little part.
Did it?
Yeah.
Have I lost some words over time?
I think you might have forgotten what it is you even are supposed to say in the first place.
Maybe when I parted my hair on this side today, maybe.
Maybe. It just threw you completely off.
Forgot my words. Maybe. All right, what are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner, for heaven's sakes?
Well, I thought that we would start the new year off with some positivity, because I think we could use a lot more of that.
Sure.
So I thought we would do a theme week.
Oh, great.
And we're going to do a theme week on good things that happened in 2021, because believe it or not, I had more than five choices today.
Did you?
When I was putting my list together for the theme week.
Okay.
I had more than five choices to do this week.
All right, well,
so
let's see.
There were some good things that happened
in
2021, despite what you might think. And these are maybe things that you missed during the year. They may have gotten
buried. They were that good.
They might have gotten buried under some other important things that were happening this year. So one of the big things that happened this year that I was very excited about was the Olympics, right? Because remember, they had to be canceled, or not canceled, postponed.
Postponed.
They were supposed to be in Tokyo in 2020. They got postponed, and they were also in Tokyo this year, but this summer.
Okay.
Still called the Tokyo 2020 Olympics because, you know, they had all the merchandise and everything printed already, so they can't just abandon the name completely.
Right.
So, did you watch the Olympics at all?
No.
Question. I know the answer to that question.
Does this look not say no?
Well, I did.
It says heck no.
Because I love it. But at the Olympics this year, the country of San Marino won their very first ever Olympic medals.
There's no country called San Marino. There's
yes,
not a place.
There is.
San Marino?
San Marino, yes. I know you all day when I was looking this up, you said it wasn't a country, but it is. And it is located on the northeastern side of the Apennine Mountains and covers a land area of just over 24 square miles with a population of 33,562. Small country. Extremely
tiny.
Small country.
Tiny.
It is a landlocked country within Italy, but the northeastern end is within 6.2 miles of the Italian city of Rimini on the Adriatic Sea.
Mm.
It's one of only three countries in the world to be completely enclosed by another country. Do you know what the other two are?
No. Oh, no.
Vatican City.
Right, Vatican City.
Also in Italy.
Yes.
Which is weird. Italy has two countries within it, which is interesting. And Lesotho, which is enclosed by South Africa.
Okay, all right.
It is the third smallest country in Europe after Vatican City and Monaco, and the fifth smallest country in the world. And, fun fact, it has the world's highest rate of car ownership, being the only country with more vehicles than people.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So the country derives its name from St. Marinus, a stonemason from the then Roman island of Rab in present-day Croatia. He was born in AD 275, so long, long time ago, and he participated in the rebuilding of Rimini's city walls after their destruction.
Mm.
He then went on to found an independently ruled monastic community on Mount Titan in AD 301, and so San Marino lays claim to being the oldest existing sovereign state as well as the oldest constitutional republic.
Ah.
Now, in the spring of 1861, shortly before the beginning of the American Civil War, the government of San Marino wrote a letter in perfect Italian on one side and imperfect but clear English on the other to United States President Abraham Lincoln, proposing an alliance between the two democratic nations and offering the president honorary San Marino citizenship.
It's wonderful. Wonderful.
Lincoln accepted the offer, writing in reply that San Marino proved that, quote, government founded on Republican principles is capable of being so administered as to be secured and enduring.
Ah, thank you, Abe.
So, Honest Abe.
Honest Abe weighing in.
Honorary citizen of San Marino.
San Marino, right.
Yeah.
Down. San
Who
Marino.
Knew? Who knew?
Yeah.
Now, in San Marino, football is the most popular sport. Not surprising.
You mean football, soccer,
soccer football.
Soccer football. Right.
Basketball and volleyball are also popular.
Really?
Now, shooting is also very popular in San Marino, with many shooters having taken part in international competitions and the Olympic Games.
So good kind of shooting, not Chicago kind of shooting.
No.
Good shooting. Okay.
Yeah. San Marino, following its debut at the 1960 Summer Olympics, has competed in 15 Summer Olympics and 10 Winter Olympics. They've won 3 medals at the Olympics, 2 in shooting, Ooh. And 1 in wrestling, with all 3 coming at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics.
Really?
Yes.
Lucky year.
Its most successful athlete is Alessandra Perilli, who, having finished 4th in the women's trap final in London in 2012, went on to win 2 medals in Tokyo, first a bronze in the women's trap, and 2 days later, silver in the mixed trap team final.
Mm.
So 3 medals for the first time ever.
Not bad.
At the Summer Olympics.
San Marino.
Yeah. So San Marino is also the smallest country to have ever won an Olympic medal, narrowly edging out previous smallest nations, Bermuda.
Oh, Bermuda.
And Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fascinating. San Marino.
Good for San Marino winning their first medals this year.
Good for them. Little old San Marino. You said a population, what, 30?
33,562.
The size of Penfield or something like that?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Yeah.
All right, whatever. Not over my populations of neighboring towns.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with this Wiki Corner on San Marino.
Yeah. So since they won 2 of their medals this year in shooting,
right.
I thought that we would play Hit Me With Your Best Shot by Pat Benatar.
Great choice, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Pat Benatar on Legends 102.7. Hit Me With Your Best Shot. And Sarah, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about San Marino and how they won their first ever Olympic medals this year.
Yeah.
Two of which were in shooting.
You say this year, but you mean last year.
Yes, last year.
2021.
My bad.
Come on, Sarah. Catch up. 3 days into 2022. Don't take us back, all right?
I'll try not to.
All right, let's do a recap. 3 things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Go.
San Marino is the smallest country to ever win an Olympic medal.
Abraham Lincoln is an honorary citizen.
And it is the only country with more vehicles than people.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a... You think the roads are...
Yeah, are they busy roads? I don't know.
Europe has the tiniest, narrowest, winding roads. It's going to be dangerous. There's more cars than people in this tiny little town of 30,000 people.
Country,
sorry, yes, sorry. San Marino, there it is. Hey, Sarah, thanks so much for doing the Wiki Corner today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Be more tomorrow, 4:10.
Absolutely.
Continuing the theme week, which is?
Good things that happened in 2021.
Excellent. You sure you have more than one?
I have, like I said, I have more than enough.
All right, we'll check it out tomorrow, 4:10. Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome.